North Posey football is undefeated after a 20-point win last week against Tell City, but the question is, how do the Vikings stay unbeaten tonight against a team that has not allowed a single point since week two? We're going to find out head coach Waylon Shank's game plan against Heritage Hills tonight here on week five of the North Posey Football Show. All thanks to our sponsors, O'Risky Excavating, H&R AgriPower, United Fidelity Bank, Evansville Estate Emporium, and Award World Trophies. All right, we'll take a step aside, and head coach Waylon Shank will join us on the other side right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. Back here on week five of the North Posey Football Show with the head coach Waylon Shank. I'm Brad Klein. Very happy to be with you, and the Vikings are very happy to be 4-0, 2-0 in conference, and a big win last week, 34-14 over Tell City. Hey, coach, really appreciate the time.
Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, so before we talk about Heritage Hills for tonight, let's talk about Tell City put a bow on that 20-point win. What was it that got it done for you guys to improve to 4-0?
Just a relentless effort on defense. Tell City's got a pretty high-powered offense, and 2-3 weeks it scored, I think, over 40 points in every one of those games, and everybody knows about the Terry twins and how explosive they are as running backs, and we were able to bottle those guys up. I think they both combined for, I think it was 28 carries for 56 yards, and, we're able to keep their play-action pass in front of us, and our defense played really well. Gang tackled all night, gave us great field position for most of the night, and offense was able to do enough to give us the win.
You know, Coach, not to take anything away from Mount Vernon, they're a really good team, but it feels like the defense has stepped up in really the past 3 weeks. Ever since the 28 points you allowed against Mount Vernon, the defense has stood tall. Why?
Well, it's just effort. Like I said, I've preached all year when I've talked to you about our relentless effort. Our effort is overcoming some mistakes. This week we took that effort and we combined it with great execution of a game plan. We put a ton of time into film sessions and learning the tendencies that we had seen from Tell City, learning formation adjustments, and our guys were in the right place all night. They were making the right adjustments all night. And that's really the first time we've done that this year, to where our effort and our execution have matched each other. We've been really consistent with effort and maybe not so consistent with, our mental prep and being in the right place. But this week we put it all together and we're able to shut down a really good offense team.
Waylon Shank here on WREF, the head coach for the now 4-0 North Posey Vikings, and trying to become 5-0 tonight against Heritage Hills, and we'll talk about that momentarily, but still talking about this 20-point win over the marksman of Tell City, and of course, we talk about him a lot, but I think it's worth talking about again. 3 touchdowns on the legs of Jed Galvin for nearly 200 yards on 19 carries. He was unstoppable. What was done in conjunction with Galvin's ability to create space and to use his physicality to really dominate the ground on the offensive side of the ball?
You know, Jed's just that guy that if you give him a little room, he can make a lot out of nothing. And we've had to change our scheme. You know, from we went back and after the Mount Vernon game where we really struggled to run the football, we've had to take a different approach with our offensive line, simplified some things. We try to show some different packages each week to keep our opponents guessing on what we're going to do, because we know if we could find a way to get Jed in space, he's a home run hitter. I mean, he's a big play waiting to happen. And we were patient. I think we were really patient on Friday. We were efficient on Friday. We were okay with in the first half. You know, his runs being 4 or 5 yards and kind of keeping the chains moving with the hopes that as the game went on, we'd break one or two. And we did that in the second half when we needed a big play, when Tell City had cut the lead to 7. Jed broke one for 50 yards, I think, and put us back up 2 scores. And then late in the game with under 2 minutes left, they still had some timeouts that they were burning. And we put in his hands again, and he capped off the drive with a big run. And he's I've said this all season. He's put on some really good weight. Um, he he's a much better runner between the tackles this year. You know, he's kind of been a one-trick pony with, you know, getting to the edge with his speed. But this year he's brought some power to that running game, and it's really paid off for him.
Waylon Schenck, the head coach of the now 4-0 North Posey Vikings here on WREF Week 5 of the Vikings Football Show, talking about the 34-14 win over Tell City last week. And we're going to get closer and closer to kickoff for tonight against Heritage Hills. We're back in a moment right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. Back here on Week 5 of the North Posey Football Show with the head coach Waylon Schenck. I'm Brad Klein. Very happy to be with you, getting closer and closer to kickoff against Heritage Hills. And the Vikings trying to stay unbeaten at 4-0 after a 20-point win against Tell City last week. Hey, coach, really appreciate the time here. You know, we were talking about Jed Galvin. We were talking about the defense prior to the break. But I want to ask you a little bit about Carter Schickel. You know, for him coming in as the quarterback this year, and he's done pretty well. And he's done more or less, I feel like, what you've asked him to do as a sophomore quarterback. Then again, you're not using him all that much because you can rely so heavily on the run. So how would you evaluate his performance with the run being so heavy in your game plan every single week?
Well, we've been really happy with what Carter's been able to do. And we've actually thrown the ball a lot more this year than we have in the past. I mean, at Tell City, I think he threw 18 times. And the week before at South Spencer, he threw it 20 times. And against Princeton, I think he threw it 20 times. So we've been a lot more balanced. You know, everybody hears about Jed and the games he's having. But at the same time, Carter's really putting together a quietly successful sophomore campaign. And what we've been the most excited about is just his overall understanding of what we're trying to do and putting us in good position. So he's taking care of the football. He's making the big throws when we needed to. You know, and he's keeping defenses honest. If we were, you know, everybody knows about Jed, and if we were too run heavy, I think people can just load the box. But Carter has shown the ability to beat people. I think he's thrown 6 touchdown passes so far. I think 5 of those have come in the last 2 weeks. So he is becoming much more than just a game manager. He's becoming a guy who can make plays for us when we need him to. And, again, late in the game at Tell City, I think there's about 7 minutes to go in the game. We found ourselves in the 3rd and 8 at about midfield. And they had cut the lead to 1 score. They had the momentum, and Carter made a huge throw to Dylan Murphy, a 50-yard touchdown pass that kind of sealed the game for us. So he continues to do that. He continues to take care of the football in practice, play with the right rhythm in practice. And I think the most impressive thing he does for us is he really truly understands what defenses are showing him and understands coverages and understands the weaknesses of those coverages, and he's putting the ball in the right spot.
What more do you think you need from him in your pursuit of a playoff push and even a championship? That's where this team is trying to get in 2024, and, of course, the quarterback is going to be a big part of that at any level of football. What more do you need from him to get there?
We need him to show his ability to run the ball. He's not what Liam Stone was last year in terms of a 1,000-yard rusher, but he's a good enough athlete to where he needs to keep defenses honest when we do run the ball. We typically, you know, when we run the ball, we read a backside guy or a playside DN, and if those guys, you know, sell out to Jed, we need him to pull the ball and get 7 yards. And when he progresses to that point, where he's doing that, it really, really makes it a challenge, because if he can throw it, you know, our stable of tailbacks do a good job of running the ball. If we can make him a little bit more of a dual threat quarterback, like I said, I don't need him to rush, you know, 20 times for 100 yards. I need him to pull 4 times a night and get that first down when everybody sells out to Jed. And we've worked that in practice, and he's just getting a little bit more confident in his ability to run. And you know, we tell him all the time, just pull it, run 7, and slide. And he's too much of a competitor to slide. But, you know, that's the progression we need a little bit from him.
Waylon Schenck, the head coach for North Posey football, undefeated. But tonight they have a big test against Heritage Hills, who has 1 loss on their schedule, haven't allowed a touchdown since Week 2. We'll talk about that in a moment on the other side right here on WREF 97.7 FM. The Ref, always the right call. Wrapping up shop on week 5 of the North Posey Football Show with the head coach Waylon Schenck. I'm Brad Klein. Happy to be with you. All right, coach, let's talk about tonight's game against Heritage Hills. This defense is legit. They've only allowed 21 points. Back-to-back shutouts going into this game. So what's the game plan on offense to try to make this defense bend?
Well, they're really good, like you said. I'm not sure outside of the small college team they played from Louisville, I'm not sure their varsity defense has given up a score, all season. I know Southridge was able to put 14 points on the board, but one of those was a fumble in the end zone that Southridge's defense recovered, scored some points. So they're really good. They're really balanced. There's really not a weakness on that defense. They play fast. They play physical. They're surrounded by athletes all over the field. You know, for us to have success, we've got to be really efficient. We did that last week against Tell City. We got to be balanced. If they get us in third and long situations and they can pin their ears back and come after us and know that we have to throw, we're gonna have a hard time scoring like everybody else has. But, we got to win first down. We got to put ourselves in second and sixes and second and fives to be able to maintain drives, and that'll be important. And, it's kind of a double-edged sword. You got to do those things to keep their offense off the field, but you also got to do that to try to get some points on the board to give yourself a shot. So it's going to be a balancing act for sure. We're going to try to control the clock, keep the chains moving, keep that high-powered, explosive offense on the field. And then they're really opportunistic on defense too. So we can't let their defense score points, and they've done that in the past.
That's certainly part of their back-to-back wins against Boonville and South Spencer, 38-0, 48-0. And they've just been doing, like you said, Coach, a little bit of everything, especially over the last 2 weeks since that loss in Week 2, and now they're 3-1 going into this game. What about them, if you can kind of read their minds and try to get into the Heritage Hills scouting report on North Posey? What do you expect them to be addressing to try and neutralize you? Because on the one hand, we're talking about Heritage Hills as a daunted opponent because their defense is so good, their offense is so good. They're probably looking at you saying, uh-oh, how do we beat a team that's unbeaten?
Yeah, we no surprise. They're going to game plan to stop Jed Galvin, which is going to put some more pressure on our quarterback and our receivers to be able to hurt them if they load the box, and that's what we expect. But I think part of playing against Heritage Hills, that's got such a storied tradition of football and success, and we all know they're one of the top teams in the state. They made it to the state finals last year and bring a lot of guys back. We can't show up and be intimidated, and that's easier said than done when you're playing a team this good, especially when we're starting some young kids. But we got to go out and we've got to just focus on what we do, control what we can control. Jeff Goldsberry's gonna make a big play. I mean, you can hope to contain him, you can hope to limit those, but he's such an explosive athlete that you're not going to shut him down. So we've got to be able to handle a little adversity, because there's going to be some times where they're going to score some points and get some stops. But we got to control what we can control, and that's us. And that's how we got to approach this game.
That's Waylon Schenck, the head coach for North Posey Football here on WREF on the 97.7 FM frequency. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. Coach, good luck tonight against Heritage Hills. Definitely should be a great game. We're looking forward to following along.
We appreciate you having us on.
You got it. All right, you've been listening to Week 5 of the North Posey Football Show. Enjoy the game, everyone.